it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Happy to be joined on the phone by our good friend, UK head football coach Mark Stoops. And Mark, I'm glad to have you on, and I'll just get started with this. You got through spring practice. How's the team looking, and you feel good about where you are?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Great to be on with you guys and catch up a little bit. Post-spring, we always used to try to get together and talk a little football, but really pleased with where we're at. I feel like, we've got, the culture is very steady. You know, as we've talked about many times, I feel like the guys just kind of hit the reset button. We had a really good winter. We needed to. We got some young guys we're counting on, and some guys that needed to hit the weight room and have a great winter, and player development for us, not only mentally but physically, it's a big piece of it. I feel like our strength and conditioning team does as good as anybody in the country, and they've worked extremely hard through the winter and carried over in the spring. The spring was a little different this year, being that we had to delay it a little bit with the OC change so late in the winter, and unfortunately, we had some really bad weather, so we were inside quite a bit, but we managed. We got it done, got a lot of work done, and heck, when you have a quarterback like Will Levis, it makes it a lot of fun. He's a, fantastic player, and the talent is certainly there. The leadership that he chose in the development under Coach Rich, I think, that we're really excited about that. It gives us a great starting point.
Well, I mean, every mock draft for next year now has him in the top 10. And I was on my NFL stuff I do. I was talking to an NFL draft person and I asked him, what's happened? And they said that they think a lot of these NFL coaches, scouts, and draft people saw the film of the Georgia game while scouting for all those Georgia defensive guys that got drafted, and all of a sudden we're like, man, we've been missing this guy. Do you think that's what's happened to sort of raise his profile?
Well, that's part of it. And I wouldn't say missing. I would just say they're so focused on so many different people that are coming out in this year's draft that we're in the 2022. And so they are, locked in on all those guys, and they really don't, they really don't dive into all the juniors or the guys that are, have the ability to come out until they know for sure they're coming out. But that, I did hear that as well, that several scouts that have been in contact with us definitely watched him throughout the year, and he did pop off the film to them as they were prepping for some seniors and different guys in the SEC. That's part of it. I think the fact that we really promoted Will, or encouraged them to take a good look at him. We had him throw during Pro Day live in front of a lot of people, and that definitely caught a lot of people's eyes. And, you know, I'm glad to see that come into fruition as well, at least getting that preseason hype because he deserved it. You know, I have said that. I have said that to people, and you really didn't know, you know, if they saw it that way or not. And it's nice to see all the, you know, even though we know those things can change, but all the preseason, you know, hype that he's getting as far as being a top 10. And you know, I know this. I know Will. I know how motivated he is. And it'll drive him to see any quarterback pick in front of him because I believe he believes he could be the number one quarterback pick. And he has that kind of ability, and I think he's going to have that kind of year.
That's exciting. I love to hear that. Your draft night was a great night for you all. I mean, not only did you have four guys get drafted, but three of them, Wandale, Pascal, and Fortner, went kind of much higher than people thought, which means they were rising at the right time. You had to be really happy for all those kids.
Really happy. Really, you know, really excited to see all three of them get top, you know, in the top 65. That just says a lot about them and what they did in their preparation, and they did rise. And, you know, that was really exciting. You could just genuinely hear from those guys and feel the excitement in their voice, and they deserve it. You know, they're really great people and great players. And so, you know, really excited for them.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about next year's team, but I think it's worth discussing a little bit of kind of the state on kind of college football and sort of college athletics with what's going on with NIL. There's reports that Greg Sankey today is up at Congress trying to help get some legislation maybe passed. I just would ask you kind of as a starting point, with where NIL is right now and what is happening with these collectives, et cetera, has recruiting in a year, in your mind, completely changed 100%?
Yes, completely changed. It's completely changed the college game, at least the college football. You know, I cannot speak on the other programs. You know, it is much different when you're talking about other teams and just sheer numbers, you know, because when you're talking about baseball or basketball or any other sport, I mean, you just don't deal with the numbers we have to deal with. I mean, we deal with 85 scholarship players, and it has totally changed. And it's really different. I mean, I'm on record, when was it? Probably a month ago, month and a half ago after spring ball one of my press conferences. I mean, I'm on record to say, you know, basically, is this really what we signed up for? I mean, is this what we want?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for the players. Like, it makes total sense for players that are in your program and that have helped you build your brand, help you build the University of Kentucky, help share, you know, in you know, some of the money and some of the things that are going on. Like, I'm all for that. Everybody's for the players, and especially the players that have been here and worked hard for you and helped, you know, you win football games. I mean, heck, I mean, but is this what we really want? I mean, let's look at it this way. In the NFL, there's 32 teams. I mean, I have no idea on this. Y'all could do the record, but I mean, how many unrestricted free agents are there a year? And those players get paid, right? They get paid.
Yes.
If they have a great year and they deserve it. Well, in Power 5 or even non-Power 5, all over, I mean, you're looking at 5,000 unrestricted free agents a year. Is that sustainable to pay all those guys?
It's tough. I don't know how they do it. Let me ask you this.
I mean, you're talking about 5,000 unrestricted free agents.
Yeah.
Big number.
That's a big number. So at some point, maybe rules get done. I'm skeptical, but maybe. Until then, I just want your honest take. Do you feel like Kentucky right now is situated, or whatever NIL situation or whatever, to be able to compete, for you to be able to compete in recruiting in the current construct?
I think there's some people working hard to try to get, you know, some things in place to help attract players and to help those players if they're thinking about Kentucky, because you have to. to think in this day and age that players walk in, yeah, they're really interested, they love what you've done, everything else. Bottom line, how much can you get me? I mean, that's, you know, these high profile transfers that are out there. Why are they out there? Because they're unrestricted free agents. They're going to go to the highest bidder. And you can't blame them. That's just the rules that somebody put forth in front of them. They let them do this. And you know, as far as Greg going there, I'm not sure. We have a head coaches meeting next week that we're going to dive into, you know, a lot of things. And then we have our big league meetings at the end of May, beginning of June. And, you know, we have to, you know, try to help and try to get some things situated. But it's, you know, I know from the people that I've visited within the league, within our administration, within, you know, at least part of the SEC. I don't want to speak for people, but I think that, you know, some type of federal legislation would certainly help. We need it. And I heard other coaches, and I think Nick, you know, said it in the right way. Is this really sustainable? I mean, do we really want to go to our people? Like, you're asking me, you asked me a question, I'm giving you a long answer, but you asked me, are we positioned, are we set? Is this what we really want? Do we really want to go throughout the state, go out to our boosters, or who has the most, you know, money in booster organizations that want to give it directly to high school student athletes? I mean, is that what we want? I mean, to pay high school student athletes millions of dollars to come to your school where you may, you know, where they may not even be a player, where the guy that was in our case becoming two stars, three stars, come up and look at Luke Fortner and go into the NFL, you know, Josh Allen, they come out of nowhere, they're two-star, three-star, not getting any money, but yet, like, develop themselves into an NFL player. I mean, that's what you like. That's what I love about college football. Not that I'm against players. Again, I'm on record saying I love, you know, our players. I want them to get everything they can. I always have been. But is it really what we want to just get a big collective together, get $10, $20 million together and give a bunch of guys that are unproven money out of high school because you have to just to compete? Is that what I really signed up for 9 years ago?
But I'm with you on all that, and I think it makes sense. But let's just say, Mark, that Congress does what Congress does, which is usually nothing, and this is the world you live in. Is that
– Yeah.
I mean, if that's the world we live in, what do we do then?
Well, I think you understand that I'm always – I'm not crying the blues. I'm giving you facts. I'm always going to play by the rules that we have and do them the damn best I can. You know what I mean? And I'm going to fight, and we're going to put our team in a position to win. That's what I did 9 years ago since I've been here, to try to continuously build this program, and I'm going to continue to do that. We're not giving up. I mean, we're going to fight. We're going to punch, and we're going to play by the rules, and I'll fight for our players, and you know, I'll do whatever I have to do, you know, to keep our program on the upswing, because I think we could all see, you know, the work that we've done. Our program, we've worked too hard for too many years to tee our program up, to put it in a position to take it to the next step, and then boom, you get hit with this, and then it's again a situation where you know, I don't know, you know, where we fit into that with the haves and the have-nots, you know, but traditionally, 9 years ago, we were certainly on the have-not side as far as, you know, having things to you know, put our players and put our, you know, program in a position to win the SEC. Over those years, we've closed the gaps. We've been you know, upgraded our facilities. We've upgraded our staff. We do everything we can for our players. I, you know, commend our administration for fighting for our players in every way. This is a different entity. How much money is there to go around? How much money do we have in the state? Is that really the focus? Is that really what we want? to donate tens and twenties of millions of dollars to pay, you know, high school kids or guys that are unproven. I think that's where, you know, everybody struggles a little bit. You know what I mean? Your guy that's here, you know, Josh Allen turns down the NFL, stays an extra year. You know, shouldn't he benefit from that? You know, shouldn't the players that are here, Will Levis, you know, he's benefiting from it. He should, you know, the right legal way. You know, Oscar, you know, the right legal way. Those guys should be compensated. They're helping our program. They're helping our state. They're helping in many ways. I think that's what the NIL was intended for, was those guys.
Yeah.
But was it really intended to say, hey, give me 25, you know, super wealthy boosters, put a collective together with $25 million in there, and let's buy, you know, let's buy recruits left and right. That's pay for play.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about next year's team. You, you've got – I look at the roster, and I think it's one of the deepest and most spread out with talent that I've seen. The one worry I had going into spring was your secondary. You've seen spring. You've seen your team. You got somebody out of the portal since then. Do you feel like the roster's where you want it to be going into the fall?
I do. I think the portal gives you an opportunity to address a couple of needs. If you go through spring and feel like you need some help, I feel like Carrington Valentine is definitely a guy at corner that's a year older, that's really looked impressive. That helps solidify one of the spots. You know, we went out and hit the portal, you know, possibly to help for others. Overall, the roster is as good as we've been in a while. I really believe that. Again, when you have a quarterback that could be as good as any quarterback in the country, that's a lot to build around. I really feel like the receiver position, we're very deep. You know, we're probably overall as good as we've been there. Obviously, you're going to miss Wandell and his playmaking ability. But I feel like the whole position it has grown, and that's one of the reasons I made the change a year or two ago, because as you get better, as you throw the football better, as you attract better quarterbacks, that makes all those guys around them, all the skill guys, it attracts a guy like Dane Key to come to Kentucky, and he's everything, you know, we thought he was going to be, probably.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, Mark. Ryan's sitting here. Ryan was going to ask you about Dane Key, and I was holding him off. So, I mean, he's wanted to. So what about our guy Dane?
Man, Dane is unbelievable. I just he's everything we thought he was going to be as far as just a great human being, very instinctual. I think that's the word. Talent was there. That was obvious to see. When I say probably exceeded my expectations, I'm only saying that because of the way his feel for the game, his knowledge, you know, the experience, you know, isn't there. He's a guy that could be in high school, you know, and he's going through spring ball, and the way he picks things up, you know, he's very smooth. He, you know, he catches the ball and all those things. We knew all that. But just his instincts and his awareness, very bright young man, got a great future. And, you know, I just, you know, just love everything about him. He's an impact player as a young guy.
All right. So now this is the most hype I've seen this football fan base. Drew, do you agree?
Oh, completely agree.
There are people sitting there going, I mean, we could go to the playoff here this year. They look at that schedule, and I will say, this is the first time I've ever seen a schedule for Kentucky football where I say, I feel like they could win all of those games. I know you probably feel that a lot, but do you feel it more this year if you're being honest?
Well, you know, I really don't look that far ahead as far as looking at, okay, boom, that's a win, that's a loss, that's it. I'd never do that. And you know I've said that even on teams, Matt, way back when I know we weren't good enough. But it's like I'm never going to take the approach where I go into a game not feeling like we can win. I've never been that way. I won't be that way. You know, so we always take them one game at a time. So, you know, to put it together, to lump them all together and say, hey, we're going to win every game, I don't make those kind of predictions either, you know. So it's always for us. And again, I know that's a boring way to look at it, but that's the way we have to look at it. We have to dissect them one game at a time. We have to stay in our lane as far as what we're working on right now. How do we get better right now? You know what I mean? What's the best for our organization? And that's really where we stay. But I love this team, you know. And any time, again, you have a quarterback like that, they make people around them better. And, you know, he's a great leader. He's competitive. It's not just about him. It's about the team. And those kind of guys make a difference. And so I really like where we're at. I love our staff. You know, losing Liam late in the year, not fun, but I don't think it could have gone any better with the way we filled that position. And, you know, I think it's really going to benefit Will, and it's going to help us continue to build that NFL-style offense. And you know, if you just look at that offense in general, I mean, that's by far the best in all football right now, as far as the way we do things, the way that offense sets things up, the way we play, and so we're happy to be a part of it. I think that was a really good move a couple of years ago when we made that.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for taking the time. I'm sure we'll get you on again before the season, but we appreciate it. And good luck and congrats again on the draft night. That was, I think, very cool for you and the whole program.
Yep, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Always great to be on. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, guys. We will take a quick break and come right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky brand at KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
I got a whole lot of money.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio. When we have Stoops to have him long, we have to make a short segment here. I sort of felt like he almost split the difference in Shannon and I. I think he agrees with Shannon and me. Honestly, I agree with this too, that like this isn't what the system you want. But I did like that he said, if this is the system we have, we're going to do whatever it takes.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to hear him say.
And I felt like some of the stuff he was saying kind of was contradicting what Cal has recently been saying about, like Stoop said, if this is the rules we got to play by, we're going to play by those rules and do the best we can at it.
Again, it's the Godfather thing I said. If this is the business we've chosen, then we got to do it. He basically was like, I don't want to do this, but if this is what it is, he said, you know me, we're going to do what's necessary.
Yeah, he pretty much said, whatever the line is, we're going to walk right up to it, stay within the rules, be right up against that rule.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It sounded to me like a guy who would not guarantee anybody any NIL money to come play football for Kentucky.
That's not how I heard it. That is not how I heard it. I heard it as, I'll do what it takes to get these guys, right?
Yep.
That's what I heard. Maybe you heard something different. We'll be right back. We're at KS Bar.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, here live at KS Bar and Grill. How you fellas? Nice to see you. That was a good interview with Stoops, and now we are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Jonathan Kitchen, or as we like to call him, UT Big Hair, is right here with his big hair ready to go. It is Derby week, and you got to be excited.
His hair, by the way, is bigger. It's bigger than it's ever been. It's UT bigger hair.
Yeah,
bigger hair.
Just letting it go?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, you know, whatever. Let it see what it'll do.
By the way, you're the controversial UT big hair now. Every time I get on Twitter, you've raised some stink.
You know, it's funny being – I had a feeling – I heard you when you talked about it when all that went down back in January, and I had to kind of take the humble route at the beginning of it. But it's really – I'm going to just say it. I haven't said it before yet, and I'll say it here. It was a joke. I broke a rule. I should have been disqualified. I was. And the organization needs to do something, and so they wanted to flex their muscles and suspend me for 2 years. I clearly don't care about the tournament. It's why I left, right? So – it is what it is.
So you admit you broke a rule.
Oh, yeah, I broke a rule. You're supposed to be there. And I just didn't want to be there. It's not a fun contest. I didn't want to be there. I wanted to do something different. I shouldn't have broke the rule. I was trying to just – I didn't give myself any edge. Anyone who knows me, I was four drinks in by the time I did anything, at that. I wasn't there.
So you're okay getting suspended. If you remember, we talked about the air. 1,000% disqualified because you left.
And yeah.
But you didn't
think. We sided with you, of course.
You didn't think you should have gotten the 2-year ban.
No, and here's the funny thing about it. No one knows this either. I was on the players' committee at one time, so they invited me to come on to the players' committee and kind of give my side, and then they were going to give a recommendation to the NTRA on what to do. I told them I'll self-impose ban for 5 years, but don't suspend me because you give the wrong impression to people that I did something just horrible.
Yes.
And I said I'd sit up for 5 years, but they wanted to flex their muscle, and they suspended me for 2. But I could...
That's because of your hair.
Yeah,
it's you're a big target because everybody... Oh, they're jealous.
No, like it's just, look, like
no,
I said.
I want you to say they're jealous. I like a little
comment. No, I said they're jealous. He didn't have to agree.
Nah, it's fine. It is what it is. Like I said, I think my decision to leave expresses how much, what I feel about it.
Gotcha.
And so I just, it's just unfortunate. Like I said, I deserved to get disqualified.
Okay.
1,000% deserved that. The other stuff was a little extra.
Well, all right, so it's Derby week. You're the best horse picker I know, but Ryan, he hasn't had a ton of success with us with the Derby.
Oh, and the Oaks.
But I'm feeling it this year.
Okay.
I know he came. Shannon, he's got like 4 computers and phones, and like I feel like he's got it
this
time.
Yeah, but we got Kentucky Joe, though, on this side over here.
Is he on hold?
No, he's not right now, but we could get him, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
Kentucky Joe.
All right, so give me, first of all, what's your Derby pick? Who's winning the Derby?
I'm gonna pick Zandon. Zandon is likely gonna go off as the favorite. I think an important side note about this Kentucky Derby is Zandon the 10 and the 3 Epicenter are gonna be very close in price, but Mattress Mac is going to bet on one of them. He's gonna bet about $4 million on one of them. So whoever he bets $4 million on will become the favorite. Because if you guys aren't familiar with what Mattress Mac does, he does these promotions where he gives away free furniture. If you spend $3,000 or more and the Kentucky Derby favorite wins, you can come and get your money back. So then he just goes and bets that horse as like basically an insurance policy and hedges his bet. So he's trying to figure out who he's going to bet on, and it's pretty safe to say whoever he bets will then move to be the favorite, and a bunch of people in Houston will be really happy if that horse wins. It's a fun promotion. I love when he does those things.
It is a cool promotion.
It is a very good promotion.
All right, but you think Zandon is the winner.
Yeah, and I think Zandon is the winner, and for a couple of reasons. Chad Brown told me after this horse made his first start, this is my Derby horse, back in October.
Okay.
Right? So that's a good sign that Chad felt that highly about this horse. The other thing about Zandon is Zandon has been working extremely well. And these horses work in the mornings.
Down at the factory.
Yeah, down at the factory. These horses have been, you know, horses work, all horses, levels, lower levels, higher levels. But one thing I've noticed is that the horses that work really well at Churchill leading up to the Derby, they run well. For whatever reason it is, Barbaro had this spectacular work and ran really well. American Pharoah, spectacular work, ran really well.
Orb,
spectacular work. Animal Kingdom, Rachel Alexandra, she didn't win the Derby, but she one of the freakiest performances we've ever seen in the Oaks, worked really well. Zandon's that horse this time around who's been working that well, and some really smart people have said it's just a stunning, stunning work.
All right, so you know my theory about betting the Derby, I always pick two favorites, two like 4th to 10th horses, and one long shot, and I bet those 5. But to do the two favorites, you look at the top 3, and you got to throw one of them out. One of them you can't use. If you do, you won't make any money. Which favorite am I throwing out?
I like Epicenter a lot. Don't get me wrong. I just hate where he's drawn. He's drawn in the 3 down on the inside, so he's going to have to kind of get used a little bit to get position early, and that concerns me. Don't get me wrong. Talented animal. If he was drawn towards the outside, I would be saying the complete opposite. But he's drawn inside. He's got speed to the outside of him. He's just going to have a lot of pressure. So that's the favorite that I'm going to try to beat, Epicenter, to a certain extent. I mean, I'm not going to let him beat me in the pick 6. But, you know, if you're just betting, looking to bet the race to win, or, you know, exactas or supers or whatever you're trying to do, that would be the favorite that I would try to get out of the money in order to kind of help
you
out.
So there you go. Zandon, no Epicenter.
Yep.
All right, who's my long shot?
Well, there's a couple. I think long shot would be Charge It, trained by Todd Pletcher, kind of a young developing horse, still kind of figuring it out, kind of still goofy on the racetrack, but he's figuring it out. And when you have a Hall of Fame, a famer like Todd Pletcher in his corner, I think that he could run a big race
on Charge It,
on Saturday. And then Taiba, this isn't really a long shot. He's a horse that is you know, I think he's 12-1 on the morning line.
You gotta have one of those.
I think he'll come down to single digits. This horse was trained by Bob Baffert. I'm not going to get all the way into that. Most people know, was switched to Tim Yakteen in order to be able to participate.
Tim Yakteen,
who used to work for Bob.
Never heard of Tim Yakteen?
Never heard of that.
He was Bob's assistant back in the day. Big Yakteen fan. Tyba's interesting. Tyba making his third start in the Derby. No horse has won since like 1882, making their third start in the Derby. So that's kind of interesting, but he's been extremely talented. He's fast as heck, has really fast numbers. It's a lot to ask, but he's a talented animal, and if anyone can do it, it feels like this is the type of animal that could do that. And, you know, and look, Justify, when he won the Derby, no one had made a start since like 1800s that hadn't made a start as a two-year-old and win, and Justify broke that record in half, so who cares?
Yeah.
It's one of those deals, like, it's a record until someone breaks
Tyba.
It. It's Tyba. T-A-I-B-A.
All right, Ryan always likes to put some cash on the worst horse in the field because he feels sorry for it. So, well, I mean, you do. It's like, poor animal.
When he reads the program, he actually believes that's the best horse.
Yes, and he's like, this is like me, but a horse.
Yes.
So, who is Ryan's the 20th horse out of 20?
And the horse won't find out.
We're not going to tell
him. He's not listening.
No.
He's cut off his social media for the week.
They're all lovely animals. I think the 20th Ethereal Road is going to have a lot go his way to run well. He's trained by a legend in Dwayne Lucas, so no offense to the coach. But, you know, he comes from out of it, and he's just not as fast as these other horses. So
that
hurts you in horse racing.
Yeah, it does.
Goose, I don't know if you know, but as a horse racing, the worst thing is if you're not fast. That's a problem.
It's a problem.
A lot of heart, though.
It's a problem, yeah. But, you know, anything can happen in these races. Yeah. Really great personality.
he's a great. So you're Ethereal Road.
That's my horse.
All right, gotcha. Now, are there any, like, you're on the inside, you talk to all the people. Are there any sort of, like, the guys on the backside that are sitting there saying, watch this, this is the backside buzz? Is there any of that going on?
Well, I mean, I think Zandon is that horse for sure. That's the backside and the front. Everyone kind of knows about right. Zandon. Another horse I've heard a lot about working well is the Japanese horse, Crown Pride, the 7. A lot of people are saying that horse is working well. Should be a pretty big price as well. And the Japanese have actually had a lot of success as of late, kind of leaving Japan and running in Europe. They've won a couple of Breeders' Cup races last year. So I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, the Japanese horses are kind of, you know, starting to get a little bit more serious about competition here in the U.S. So I think he's probably a little bit interesting, too, from a backside buzz type of horse.
All right. Now, the Oaks are the day before. Well, first of all, let me do this. If you're betting on Oaks or Derby Day, just the day, what's the bet that you're like, Jonathan Kitchen says this is the guarantee to make money? I'm getting rich if I bet this horse either Friday or Saturday with my TVG.com bonus.
Well, I mean, I think that if you want to get rich, the best opportunities to do that are these multi-race bets, the pick five, the pick six.
Yeah, but people don't know. It's too much. Like, these are people who don't normally bet.
We just want one horse.
I just want a horse that you say, listen, I'm going to win all the money.
Okay. This horse is going to be a favorite. It'll be an even price horse. But if you want to, you know, you need some money to come to KS Bar and get some drink, whatever, however you need to do it, I would bet Olympiad on Friday in the 7th, the 5 horse. I think right, that Olympiad, 7th race,
Friday,
the 5 horse Olympiad.
Should Ryan, be easy to do. I know you don't even have an account.
No.
So I will do it for you. How much do you want me to put on for you the UT Big Hair Lock of the Millennium Olympiad on Friday?
Everything on that, get my TVG app, all of it.
But that's your bank account.
That's $200.
You want me to bet $200 for you on Olympiad?
I'm not paying it.
Well, they don't cover your bets.
They do cover your bet. Have you ever signed up for TVG.com?
Never.
Let's just do the ad. On TVG.com, you can put in a deposit up to $200. You bet it on a race, but this has to be Derby Day. This is Oaks Day.
Oh, okay.
But if you did, you could put $200 to win on a horse. If they don't win, you get it back.
Gotcha.
It's on TVG.com. Promo code is KSR. Promo code's KSR. But you got to be a first-time depositor. TVG.com, promo code KSR. Put in $200 on a horse. Bet it to win. If it doesn't win, you get it back.
That's amazing.
All right, so now you don't have that because, no. A, you don't have a TVG.com account, right. And this is Friday.
Or $200.
So knowing it's Friday, what?
I got a Saturday horse.
Well, I want him to do both. Okay. How much am I putting on for Olympiad for you on Friday?
$20.
Yeah. And you'll pay me back if
yes.
you lose.
Yes.
Okay. All right, now what's a Saturday horse?
Race 7.
Race 7 again.
The 5, Jack Christopher.
Jack Christopher. I knew a kid named Jack Christopher, and he was terrible.
Was he fast?
He was a jerk, I can tell you that. But Jack Christopher.
Poor Jack Christopher.
He's a jerk horse.
He may be listening. If you're listening, I didn't like you, Jack Christopher.
You weren't fast.
And what are his odds?
He's 3-1, 2-1 on the morning line, but he'll get bet down a little bit as well.
2-1. So why don't you sign up on TVG.com,
okay.
Put in KSR, bet 200 on Jack Christopher. If you win, you may win 600. And if you lose, you get it back.
Get it back. I'm in.
All right. Why Jack Christopher?
I loved him last year. He got hurt right before the juvenile, the two-year-old champion race in the Breeders' Cup. He got hurt. He's back now. He's been training up for this one-turn mile. I think he's going to have a big rest of the year. This will be kind of the
what about it? What if I do? Can I do a day? Can I do a double or over 2 days? You can't do that.
No, you can like manually do it. You can bet.
So why don't you take the Olympiad money and then throw even more on Jack Christopher?
Oh, cash in
on. And call it the UT Big Hair Double Trouble.
The UT Super Big Hair.
Super Big Hair.
As he's got now.
There you go.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break. Hang on right here. Before we go, cornbread hemp. You ever had cornbread hemp?
No, what is this?
It's like cornbread hemp. It's full spectrum, full flower-only CBD gummies. You take them. They've got the THC that's allowed under the law, and then you just sit there and you sit back and relax.
That sounds like a nice little deal.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly right. Promo code is KSR. Cornbreadhemp.com. Check them out. It's cornbreadhemp.com. We'll be right back. You're going to tell people how they can get all your picks. Because let me tell you something. I know a couple times he hasn't done well in the Derby and the Oaks, but this dude's made me more money horse racing than anybody. He'll tell you how you can do it right after this.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
That's right. It is UT Big Hair, his little Jack Christopher. I'm just getting mad thinking about the dude Jack Christopher I do.
Let's hope he's not listening today.
He's not. I went to law school with him. He just thought he was so cute.
Oh.
And he'd sit there and he'd go, "Hey, Matt, what's happening in Kentucky today?" I just want to smack him right across the face. There are very few people that got my goat as much as that Jack Christopher.
Guy.
But I'll bet on him, and then I'll take the money and find him and yell at him.
Well, Super Big Hair says he's going to win.
All right, Oaks.
Oaks, this is a tough race. You know, this is a tough race. There's some really nice horses in here. It's a wide open race.
Kind horses.
I'll say this.
Horses you take home to your mother.
Mm-hmm. Echo Zulu is undefeated. She's talented. She's fast. She might win this race by six, but I'm going to try to beat her.
Echo Zulu?
Echo Zulu. I just wonder if she wants to go this far. And she might. She might.
She might ride.
And if she wants to, she's going to win very easily, but I'm going to try to beat her. I'm going to use two horses. I'm going to use Nest, who won the Ashland here at Keeneland.
Nest?
Okay. I'll use Nest. She's the, you know, she'll probably be the favorite, I think. Maybe Echo Zulu, but I think Nest will be the favorite. And then my long shot is a horse by the name of Hidden Connection, the three horse, who just barely got beat by Echo Zulu last time. Hidden Connection's 21 on the morning line.
It's 20-1.
20-1. I'm a little bit biased, I'll be honest. My friend owns the horse, but I think that's...
You have a hidden connection.
I know. That was very good. That's very good. No wonder they have you here. That was very good.
I just chime in.
He doesn't say a lot, but when he does, he knows what he's doing.
You know, obviously, I just know more about the horse and the story, and I think she's sitting on a big race. When she finishes her races, she does what we call gallop out huge. Like, she has more energy.
Yeah.
And I think as you have these young horses, you know there's more under the hood. You might ask a little earlier in the race, get her in a better position, and I think that could happen with Hidden Connection. But Ness is the most likely winner, but I'm going to also kind of mess with
it. Are there any good stories in the Derby? Is there anybody famous with the horse or somebody that's, you know, crazy? Or is there somebody to dislike? Is there anything going on sort of that is interesting to the casual fan? Like, like my mom always likes someone if they're sick or if something's happening, like what can we do?
Or any beef, any horse racing behind the scenes?
Like you versus the NTRA. Is there any of that in the race?
Oh my gosh. Not really anything crazy. I'm looking. No.
Okay.
Nothing.
So Patino doesn't have a horse for me.
I will say this. The most interesting thing I think is that two of the greatest trainers in the world, Steve Asmussen and Chad Brown, have never won this race, and they're going to have the top
Steve
two
choices. Asmussen, this is a little research, he's lost his last 80 races in Kentucky.
What?
Hadn't won a race in Kentucky in like 80 races.
Yeah.
80.
Wow.
And the most shocking, the most shocking part about that is he is the winningest trainer in the history of this game.
But he can't win in Kentucky. Huh. Well, he can't win big time. You know, it's kind of like...
No, he'll win. He wins huge races all the time.
He's like James Harden. Doesn't bring in the playoffs.
He just hasn't won this one.
Okay.
He just hasn't won this
one. What do you think about the old Baffert thing? I saw Marty Smith talking to him. He's, I feel like he every day gets suspended from something again. Do you think it's justified?
Ooh.
Oh. You know, look, it's a tough situation. There's, you know, look, there's rules, and you got to follow the rules.
You know about breaking rules.
I do. I don't. I will say this. I don't think. I think. I don't think he's a monster. I don't think he's this horrible human being who's tried to do all. I just think there's rules, and when they're broken, there's consequences, and that's kind of where I'm at with it.
So you're good with the 2-year suspension?
I don't know. I don't know. There's rules, and if you break them, you know what I mean?
Well, he seems to break a lot of rules, though.
Yeah, it feels like he just – he kept pushing the envelope, and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
He lives in the gray area.
With you, but including on his hair. So, like, I feel like
– I will say this, though. I will say this and about the whole situation is that racing as a whole has to take itself more seriously if it wants to be taken serious. And so – You know, there's a lot of things that have happened in the past that have been allowed to happen, and there's ways that things are handled that just are kind of laughable. Just
give me an example. What's something that's happened that you're kind of
well,
like?
Well, whether you believe that he should have or should not have been disqualified with the Medina Spirit, it shouldn't have taken a year to figure that out. Could you imagine the NFL doing something like that? You know, it just doesn't happen. I just think that and I think our testing is a little bit dated. Let's if we want to be serious, let's be serious. Let's, you know, so I just think that when you have kind of a lax situation where we're not running, racing's not being run like it should be run, then it leaves holes for things like this to happen.
Is the Derby for horse racing dorks like you? Is the Derby like the best day of the year, or is it the Breeders' Cup?
It's a close tie. The Breeders' Cup is special because it's 14 championship races. It's amazing racing, all different categories, and it's usually a destination, a big build-up, and a great event. It's beautiful. 2 days. I love it. Derby and Oaks is, like, right there because there's a lot of great races on the undercard, but you kind of have that Kentucky Derby to finalize the whole thing. I would probably say Derby Day, you know, if I got to pick one that I got to, like,
going
sit on my couch.
Going to parties?
No, not really. I mean, I'm pretty bet focused when I'm. Don't get me wrong.
This is all. This is for money for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
this is work. He has no interest in going and seeing Travis Tritt.
Yeah. I mean, no. Janet Jackson's in town.
Belle Biv DeVoe is in town.
Really?
New Edition.
Wow.
Do you have like a derby, like any kind of food or something you have to get while you're in Kentucky? It's like your tradition you look forward to.
You know, I usually hit Jeff Ruby's at least once, whether it's here or in Louisville. That's always important to me. I drink this disgusting drink on Fridays, and I usually drink them on Saturdays, too, the Lily.
Oh, it's the best drink.
Dude, what are you talking about?
It's the best drink.
The Lily's great.
I can drink 30 of those.
No, I will drink 30. I just don't ever drink that anywhere else,
I don't drink anything. I don't even like alcohol, but I like the Lily.
It's good.
You know, you hear me say on the radio sometime, I don't really drink much, and the reason I say it is I don't want somebody to see me with a Lily and go, "Err."
Yeah.
Because the Lilies are good.
If you think those are nasty, you should try the mint julep.
Those are nasty.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Those are disgusting.
Those are the
worst. I was actually going to ask if you had any tips for the early races, because now that Lilies are $17, I don't see a way you're making money at Churchill Downs at all.
It's
so you got to get early winners to be able to
We have them here. They're only like
$6. There you go. Come here.
Yeah. So we're going to have them here tomorrow for Oaks Day, where I'm going to be sitting here gambling. Now, you're going to send me your picks, but if they don't have access to your phone, how do people learn who you pick, what you pick?
Yeah, you know, we have our podcast network. We have a million shows, InTheMoneyPodcast.com. You can get his stuff from there.
InTheMoneyPodcast.com.
Yeah.
What about if I want to buy some picks from you?
Yeah, I don't really sell picks. Yeah, I don't sell picks.
See, he's a man of the people.
That's right.
There you go. He's a man of the people. He doesn't sell
big
picks.
Big hair.
So he makes his money
so
at
when
the
you
track.
Send me those picks, why don't you sell them?
I don't know. I send them to my friends. I hate that. I don't want to be a tout. Like, I'll talk about races on podcasts, and I'll make picks and stuff like
when
that.
When he makes
like...
picks, he is my trusted choice.
There you go.
And you can have a trusted choice for insurance.
Can you?
The UT Big Hair of Insurance is trustedchoice.com. They'll help you find your home insurance, your car insurance, your life insurance. They'll search all the options for the best one. He searches all the horses for the best one.
Sure. They do all the work for you.
Trustedchoice.com will do it for you for insurance. It's TrustedChoice.com. Do you have any insurance?
I do.
Well, get some more. TrustedChoice.com. You can never have too much insurance. TrustedChoice.com. It's great to see you.
Good to see you guys.
You're looking good. You got thinner.
Yeah,
you're like, you got a gray beard.
Yeah, just let it go.
The hair just keeps going up.
Let's go ask for Lily.
We'll see you tomorrow. It's Big Kentucky Sports.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.